ready to roll. All right. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Tiffany Mitchell, my love, my best friend, my everything, my storage room buddy.
Of course you are. Of course we are. Your sister, your mama. If one of us decide to switch teams, your lover.
That is true. I did say if I switch teams, me, you were dating. Because, you know, I just need someone who knows what to do and know how to handle all this.
See, that's why you got it wrong. It's not about you. It's about you want to take care of me and be there for me. You learn nothing.
I already know that. Emotionally, yes, I know that. Why do you think I'm like out here ready to fight anybody for you, okay?
Okay, wait. Everybody's going to wonder what in the heck is going on. I want to welcome you to the Winner's Circle with your girl, Tiffany Mitchell. And I am bringing in special guest, Derek Frazier from BB23. Before we get into it, I would like to remind everyone to like, comment below, please. Please tell me your thoughts. You are welcome to be yourself with me. Like, subscribe, comment, and share. Sharing is caring. So share this video with someone. I hope we are an inspiration and insight, spreading love, hope, and awareness to all. And today I am bringing my special guest, Derek, my cookout brother, my BB23 fam, my Instagram IG live beauty. So my storage room drama.
Yo! Your ride or die. Your of course. Gay best friend.
Of course.
You know you can call and be like, yo, we rolling up. Don't forget.
I will never forget. So Derek has been watching live feeds with me. We're catching up on BB24. We're catching you up on what has been going on. But first, let's just recap where we left off, where I believe I left off was, I don't even know, so much has happened. I think Amira was on the block with Terrence. And we all know via the episode that Amira was totally blindsided. She did not know that she was going to be going home. Terrence did feel or think and that he was going to be safe because that was what he was promised. But here is what you did not see. We got some D. So after Amira leaves, Julie, of course, tells her about the leftovers. Everyone who's left over from the leftovers is like, what the heck happened? Nicole got her mouth hanging open. Alyssa's got her mouth hanging open. Daniel don't know what to do with his mouth. You know, everybody's trying to figure out what happened. Nicole is so mad that she has said goodbye to Terrence the whole night before. She's like, I told him all of my business. She told him she was a cop. She told him all of her plans, all of her dirt things she had done in the house, what she planned to do. She's just like, Terrence, now that you're leaving, I have no secrets. I said, girl, we know you wasn't making detective. I know you wasn't. I know you a straight correctional officer because you still need some correction, officer. But, okay. You know, you was not making detective because you are not the sharpest crayon in the box.
No. But I know Scooby-Doo and the gang could do better than her, okay, with detective work. I don't know what she was doing because I was like, she's just going to tell him everything. And she thinks he's going home. And the best thing about it I love was that Terrence wasn't even like, Terrence was kind of like, I'm just going to play this shit up. Like, he was like, yeah, and you think I should do that? Yeah, let me do that. And as soon as her ass walked out that HOH room and Terrence got a chance to talk to Turner one-on-one, it was done. It was done. It was a beautiful, beautiful plan, and it was executed properly. I give
it that. It's amazing to me how no one recognizes that Terrence is a water faucet. Like, he spills everything. You know, this is something that people have to remember in life. This
remember, he's a bus tip. Driver, so he talks all the time. How can he keep anything to himself? He's a bus this, driver.
And that's a night, part of bus driver personality.
On the one and twos, you know, he...
Here's a tip, though. Not just for the BB house, but in life. Mama Pat used to use this expression with me. She'd say, be careful of people who talk about other people to you and spill all of their business to you. This is what that's called. She says, a dog that brings a bone is a dog that carries a bone. So if a dog come running to you with a bone and he dropping it off, he is likely to pick up a bone from you and drop it off with somebody else. Ain't nobody keeping your secrets if they not keeping somebody else's secrets. So if you come to me running your mouth, telling all your friends' business to me, I ain't telling you nothing about me, because I know anything I tell you is going back somewhere else. So you gone with them bones.
Okay.
Terrence is giving up any information that he has.
I think it's crazy to me that he is doing that without having a solidified, like, big alliance.
Or just, like, a strong one that he trusts.
Like, yeah, like, a strong one.
It doesn't seem like
he's...
Does he have a final two with anybody?
Is it with Nicole, maybe?
He thought... Terrence is like, number one.
Let me reenact Nicole. He's all like... You guys, I have to tell him that he's going home. I just can't lie to him.
Yeah, she actually woke the girls up. They were all asleep. She actually woke the girls up the night before live eviction to tell them that she had to tell Terrence goodbye and that he was leaving. I fully don't understand how she doesn't see her position in the house. But as a person who's been in the house, it is easy to think that you know what's going on.
Yeah.
And I will say, I will credit a lot of my ability to know what was going on, especially after week three, because I knew the six of us were working so closely together, and we were all coming back to each other through some form of communication with the plan of what was going on. But had I not had such a strong relationship with the Alliance, I don't know that I would have been that confident in knowing what's going on with so many other different people and feeling like you're safe. She really does feel like she's safe. So anyway,
it's weird, but I mean, this is a weird type of cast. So hey.
It is very different. I heard Jasmine say last night that she's sure that other casts are jealous that they're not on their season. I said, girl, for what?
Girl, what?
Why would we want to live there?
What am I jealous for? What are we jealous to cater her every need and feed her by her mouth every 5 minutes?
I'm not gonna lie.
Back some more.
When we were in the house, we definitely were like, no one has this much fun. No other cast loves each other the way we do. It is a very skewed perspective of how you're viewed and how you compare to other casts. You just do feel genuinely like nobody else is sharing the same experience, and no one else is sharing the same experience. Mm-hmm. But y'all ain't better than BB23.
Can I also say this though, Tiff? I think you said something, or maybe I heard it from someone else, but I'm going to take it, because you know I like to take stuff, you know, like your master plan. But I'm just joking. But I feel like when it comes to this type of cast, I think people don't understand how to play the game and then also have fun at the same time. Because if you are running the house and doing what's supposed to be done, you can have fun and don't have to worry about anything. Because at the end of the day, it's a game. So if everybody understands it's a game, we can sit down and have those dinners and sit down and have those games and charades and mafias and songs and all this other stuff and have a good time. But
they
also, maybe they
that.
Don't got no flavor like us, plain and simple.
Not the I Sally to a vote clap fan. Is it a clack? Is it a clack,
it is a
or
clack
a clap?
Fan.
A
oh,
clack.
Look at you learn.
A clack fan. Big D sadly to e-votes.
Yes.
All right. So after Amir leaves, we got a lot of things to cover. After Amir leaves, Monty wins the head of household competition. he has formed him and not he has formed, but he is a part of the Leftover Alliance, which so far seems to be a pretty dominant, a pretty solid alliance. There are some smaller alliances within the Leftover Alliance, which if you're smart, you will do that. You do know that all of us can't get to the end. So within this big alliance, you have to create smaller alliances with people for your own game to help you get to the end. Well, Monty wins HOH and then Terrence is left over. So he has to join one of the other Festy Bestie groups. He went to Joe and Monty before the eviction to see if this is the case where I have to join someone else. Can I join you guys? They knew he was staying. They offered him, yes, you can join our group, which I don't know if they want him to or not, but it kind of works because they get to use him as they are using him. But they also get to protect him. So now Terrence is a part of Joe and Monty's Festy Bestie group. Okay. I was trying to, and I'm hoping maybe you can help elaborate on this story, but there's this whole story that they were spilling after the live eviction to cover their tracks of evicting Amira that Taylor found out about Poe's pack, and that's the cause of the vote flipping and sending Amira out, because they're trying to throw off the scent that there is a Leftovers Alliance. And if you blame anything on Taylor, people are so naive and so ready to believe that anything about her that they hear, that it's like, oh, Taylor heard about Poe's pack. Oh my God, how did she hear? She was eavesdropping at the door, and then I was talking to Amira, and that's how she found out. And so, you know, they're like, oh, that's why we had to get rid of Amira. Something around that.
It was like that. I also picked up a lot of it was for, like you said, knocking off the scent, making sure no one figures it out. But I hate that once again, which we're using Taylor, but I kind of understand as to make the other girls and I guess Terrence that are not in it.
And Daniel,
And Daniel in it, to make them still think, like, oh my God, we're going to get Taylor out of here.
Yeah, because that makes her look like a threat to the Leftovers. Like, we want her out because of this.
Correct. And they don't know about the Leftovers. So with that kind of going, I feel like, you know, of course, from us on the outside, we're like, leave Taylor alone.
Yeah, I actually was on Twitter like, hey, what's this whole thing about them throwing, using Taylor as the scapegoat? I don't want her being used for anything. But, you know, they were like, no, she found out. She knows about this. She's in on it. They're using her. Use your weaknesses as your strengths. I'm here for
it. So Taylor's moment's going to come. Her moment's going to come. As long as she's staying in this house, her moment's going to come to one of these HOHs. And then it's going to be like, I don't know what they're going to do, because I'm going to just laugh the whole time.
You know, here's a strategic move for Taylor as far as being HOH or not. If the guys or people, I'm going to say the guys, because Brittany is kind of like the at the bottom of the Leftovers as far as the girls go. They're more so protecting Taylor than they are protecting Brittany. But as long as the guys want to protect Taylor, Taylor technically doesn't have to win HOH, because she doesn't have to get any blood on her hands. She gets her alliance, the Leftovers, to get out the people that she no longer wants in the house. Because we both know that just because you nominate two people for eviction, neither one of them actually have to go home. So she could win HOH. She could get some blood on her hand. HOH is a nice position to have when you're looking to get some power and establish some relationships in the house, get some secrets from people, get some people to promise you them some things. I wouldn't trust anything that they're saying. HOH is nice. But, you know, I looked back at our season and I wasn't really ready to win an HOH for a long time, just because I was like, I'm good with everybody. But even though she's good with nobody, I'm gonna say she's good with nobody. Even though She has people she's not good with. She's kind of found a group of people who are willing to protect her for now. And they are getting out her targets. So she could kind of just sit back and not look like a competition threat.
She could do, I mean, she could do a Big D thing and just be a pawn, which is fine. Because
she doesn't
want to
be a pawn, and she doesn't want to do a Big D thing. She's a Big Taylor.
No, but okay, I'm just saying, as for the alliance, if it's going to keep them from, like, you know, going
coming
crazy,
after her, she offers them something like, I'll be a pawn. And you don't have to nominate someone else. I'd be scared. Right. I don't know what that's like. And see, you are someone who, like, okay, so wait a minute. Let me go back, because I want to comment on, I want you to comment on how and what it is like to volunteer yourself as a pawn. But first, I want to let our viewers know that right now that Monty is HOH, after Terrence joined Monty and Joseph's Festy Bestie, Terrence nominated Alyssa and Indy as his nominations. However, people know or are assuming, and I think he's kind of told them via conversations that he's looking to do a backdoor. Taylor is really his target, even though that is not true. Monty and Taylor have had some issues in the past. My foot is still on his neck. He gonna have to prove it to me. My foot ain't coming off till we get to the end of October. Okay, that's way long after they out of the house. And I have heard your exit interviews, and you made your posts on Twitter and Instagram. After you make a TikTok, then maybe I'll see how I really feel about you. But right now, it looks like.
We'll
he
see,
because
people
are
making TikToks. They shouldn't be making TikToks.
I wouldn't know. I'm going to comment on that, too. right now, Monty and Terrence seem to be supporting and protecting Taylor against the outside group that's not in the leftovers. And so Monty is telling Taylor, our target is definitely Nicole. Nicole wants you out. Nicole was willing to sit on the block to get you out. Nicole has lied about everything she said to you. She's rubbing people the wrong way. She is spazzing out of control. She's spiraling out of control, which she said Taylor was doing. She's spiraling out of control. And so Taylor is saying to Monty, I don't really want to go on the block, and I don't blame her. I don't really want to go on the block. I've been in danger since the day I walked in this house. I've been a target. I've been on the block several times. I would have to pack my bags. But if you're telling me, you know, for the trust and the trustworthiness and building trust with my alliance, and also helping to get out this target that we know we want gone, I will get on the block with her because she's my festy bestie. And if you nominate her, you have to nominate me.
Yeah.
I never did that. That was never a part of my strategy, my game, or anything I was going to do. But you volunteered to go on the block. And I don't know if people know that. Like, what's going through your mind when you, like, do you know you're safe? Because I remember you kind of acting like, I'm not safe. And I was thinking to myself, like, Big D, you know you're safe. So is it an act that I know I'm not safe? Or
no,
do you really still get fearful that you can go home?
So, no. So out of all the times that I knew I was always going to be safe. It was a part of the act. Because I just wanted to make sure I, like, really embody that acting role. But what goes through your mind is, there is a chance I can go home. There is a chance. But if you trust your alliance and you really do trust these people, you could put yourself on the block. The problem with Taylor is that me putting myself on the block was a little different because I knew I had the cookout, but I also knew besides like maybe like one or two people, everyone else I was good with. And I made sure to like, you know, work those votes and make sure they know, hey, just keep me around. I'm not really a threat, you know, things like that. But with Taylor, because there's six other individuals, if I'm correct, is it six or five? Six of them. Because there's six other individuals that kind of are looking at Taylor as a threat, it's very scary. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I would do that. And what goes through your head, what sucks, she's right, like packing your bags. Mm-hmm. Knowing like you gotta, there's a potential chance you're gonna go home. You know, going down that run out of what am I gonna say? You know, you don't know. You don't know because anything could change during the week, but you have to trust that this alliance, and if Monty's a man of his word and he trying to redeem himself, because like you said, your foot on his neck, and we all got our foot on his neck, this would kind of give him, it's not a giving him a pass, but at least we can say, I'm glad that you saved Taylor, you know, as
how?
You should.
What do you mean? But how is he say? Okay, he doesn't get a vote. I do think that the plan is still to backdoor Taylor. But Monty, as the HOH, doesn't have a vote. He can nominate her, and then the entire house decides if she is better for their game for her to stay over Nicole.
If I'm correct, and my math might be wrong, and everyone can laugh, it would come down to a tie if I'm correct. Because there's 7 members in the leftovers. No, actually, I'm wrong. So yeah, this would definitely, let me see. She'll be sitting next to either Alyssa or Indy. So then that still leaves the votes to be I'm just looking. Monty's HOH. He doesn't get a vote. Taylor goes on the block.
Taylor goes on the block next to Nicole.
Not
Indy or Alyssa. Yeah.
Okay, that's right, because when they come off, they go on. Okay, sorry. So then that leaves 5 members of the leftovers to vote, and then that leaves Indy, Alyssa, Jasmine, Daniel, and Terrence to vote. So then there's a potential chance, if I'm correct, right, it could be a tie, which will come down to him.
The only people that scare me.
I know. Really. The only people that scare me would, and the leftovers, to be honest, would it's be, him. I don't think Turner would do it, but the only person that would scare me the most is if people get in Brittany's head, because she's so damn like.
Her and Michael for me.
Yes, because like, so emotional.
Brittany, because she does change her mind a lot about where her loyalty lies. Yes. And Michael, because Michael is a gamer and he's always thinking much further ahead. And if he feels that Taylor is in a better position than him and that she could potentially rally more jury votes, or she would be more beneficial to someone else's game, or she would be someone who could jeopardize his game.
Yes.
He could easily, him and Brittany could feel like, the leftovers are protecting her so much. Maybe we are at the bottom.
Yes.
And it's so, the dynamic in this house is so weird, because there was in our house, there was never a flip flopping type of situation where we were like, well, I'm going to go with the cookout. Well, I'm going to go with this group. I'm going to go with the cookout, or I'm going to go with this group. And they just do have that type of flexibility in the house to say, Nicole and Daniel are in danger. We could pick them up. So we're going to leave the leftovers and we're going to jump over here. Alliances are not always built tough like the cookout or other alliances who have been so adamant on we're going to do this to the end. I'm not meaning a final two. That is kind of more, it's easy to take your final two to the end if they're there with you. But when you got a final 5, a final 6, a final 4, that changes. You might be like, I realized today I don't really like you in this group. I don't want to put somebody else in it. I'm kick you out and bring Claire.
Wait, can I also cheers to you and your podcast? Yes. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. You know, I'll be there to take your spot when you're tired and ready to go.
not you having my speech to Julie. Julie, I'll be there to take your spot when you're ready to go.
Yes. And then also, Adam did take a cheers for you. Adam did take a cheers for you, but he was in the background, so I'll just let you know.
Oh, cheers, Derek. Thank you so much. Cheers for joining me. Even at the last minute, I'm not going to lie. The sip. Everybody get their raise their cup. Get your drink ready.
I drink right out the bottle, honey. Get right to the point.
You do. I am a lady. I drink from the can.
The can. can. But to kind of go off of what you were saying, I get that. Like, Brittany and Michael could fill at the bottom. Michael's a gamer. Like, I'm not taking, he's a competitor, he's a gamer. I'm not taking nothing from him. I feel like because Brittany is so, Brittany was stressing me out.
Random. We'll call her random.
Right. Like, and the cast is so weird. And I'm not saying weird and like they're weirdos. I don't want people to think that.
No, just the dynamics of the house and the way things go. Things change every day, which they do in the Big Brother house.
Yes.
And Brittany, I just think, doesn't have a foundation. She doesn't have a real footing with anyone, maybe except Michael. And she might not really trust that. You know, trust is the biggest thing, and it's so easily broken. So because she doesn't really have a solid foundation with anyone, it's easy for you to think you can go somewhere else and kind of try to fit in there. But at this stage in the game, you're always going to be at the bottom of anywhere you join because people just already are working together.
Of course. I mean, that's how every alliance is. We all had our, you know, our ties. Like when we had to sit down and we all talked about it, which is hilarious and I love it. You know, we all talked about like who was tied with who in the cookout and how was the dynamic would it go. The dynamic can go any way. So
people can be skewed in their perception. Like I'll be like, no, I was closest to this person. And somebody else will be like, no, I was actually closer to that person than you were.
No,
and
of course.
You really can't tell me nothing. Like to me, I'm like, I was closer to Hannah than you. And you might be you think so, but no, correct. I had her. You don't know.
Of course. And that's what I'm saying. They might take that as, you know, Brittany might, and Brittany knowing her and whatnot, you know, it is just like, I like her and I'm just worried. I'm just like, I just
about
want
what
her
she'll
to,
do.
I just want her to take a deep breath. We have
if
this
I'm Brittany, if I'm Brittany.
Yeah.
And the leftovers, honestly, I probably want Taylor gone because because for my own personal game, if I'm Brittany, as long as I'm not the one that flips the vote, if Taylor is gone for me, if I'm Brittany, maybe I'm the more protected person and I'm the only girl in the alliance and you'll be looking to me to kind of get the other girls that are not in the alliance to do what we want them to do because right now Brittany is not really beneficial except for being a vote to the leftovers. So for
that
her
is true.
Own personal game.
But she won a veto, Tiff. She won a veto. So maybe they'll see that as
she did. She won it. She won it. She won a veto. And I'm not going to take that from her. But if I'm looking at the statistics of veto wins and competitions, I'd say Michael is a huge part of her winning that veto.
That
so
is true.
We can't eliminate the fact that she had a partner and he was her partner. I'm just going to say they won it together. Yes. So, but let's go back to the veto comp, the current veto comp after Alyssa and Indy are on the block.
Yes.
Monty nominates Alyssa and Indy with the idea of if they stay on the block, I think Kyle has definitely been more than vocal about his willingness to see Alyssa walk out of that door. So Alyssa and Indy are on the block and Daniel and who in the heck is Daniel's partner?
Kyle. Kyle's his partner.
Daniel and Kyle.
Daniel and Kyle.
Daniel and Kyle win the veto. And so they get two vetoes. One gets to have a speech and say if they're going to use it or not. The other one gets to have a speech and say if they're going to use it or not. But going back to the fact that Alyssa's on the block, Daniel and Kyle win the veto. I think had that not happened, if there's ever an opportunity that Alyssa is on the block, Kyle is all for getting her out. I think she's made him feel. I don't even know. Do you think she's made him feel uncomfortable? Does Kyle like Alyssa?
I would give a good scenario, but I'm not going to do that. Does Kyle like Alyssa?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I don't think so. I think Kyle's just playing a little bit of a game here.
He's using it to his advantage.
Right. I think he's using if, like, she still stays here, she wins HOH, she's not going to come after him. Like, I think he's just using it. I don't think Alyssa is Kyle's type of girl, you know?
Yeah. Kyle is 29. If you look at that, he's 29. Yeah. He's older than Xavier. He's a little close to Kai's age. He's right in between Xavier and Kai. And he doesn't give me Xavier and Kai. Like, Xavier and Kai to me are like...
I don't think
he
gives anybody's vibes. I think
Kyle doesn't give anybody's vibe. He's got his own vibe. They're like grown men. And Kyle is a grown man, but he doesn't seem like he's got a lot of experiences.
I'm had to interrupt you. I love you, but Kyle is a TikToker. He's a child to me. He gets off very like, I'm a young kid. Still, I'm a
he is definitely 20s. in his youthful era.
He's not giving me grown man like decisions. Like if he spoke. Yeah. I wouldn't look at him and be like...
He's not the assertive, grown, with his chest out.
Yeah,
you know. I saw Monty standing outside in the backyard today, and Monty was looking like, I'm the Kang around him.
And you know,
Kyle does not give me, I'm the Kang around him.
No, Kyle look like he's like, hey guys, let's hit it. Let's get it, guys. And which is fine. We love that. We love someone who's an entertainer. I do TikToks myself. I get it. You know, it's for fun. But I'm getting like, if I had a serious conversation with him, I would not feel like I am talking to an adult. That's what I'm getting at. Like, that's why I feel like
I think he's an adult. I just don't think that he has like the seriousness level or the, you know, he's not so serious about life and things right now. He's more so like, hey, I'm here to have a good time. This is a fun experience.
Which is fine.
I'm not taking these relationships that seriously. I'm not trying to have a showman. I came here for a game. Hey, my mom is watching. I'm not trying to embarrass myself or her. He just seems to me like a respectful kind of guy.
Tiffany Mitchell, America's Dear favorite Frazier. Player. Now, if Andy was into Kyle, then what, girl? That's a tough question.
I think he would run away. I think he would self-evict.
What?
I don't think he would be able to handle that. I think he would be like...
I mean, I don't think he can handle that, but
I think he would say, I got a boner, and it's about to let loose.
Because
if this girl don't
Brazilian
back up
women.
Off of me, I think that he would be afraid. I don't think that he would
he
not like her.
Brazilians.
I think he would like her and she would excite him, but I don't think Kyle
Look
can
at me.
Handle it.
Hola,
I don't think, he can handle it. I think he would say, just put me in the have-not room.
Okay, but I agree with what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Like I said, I think that for him, it's okay. He's there to have fun, which we love that. We love somebody. Let's have fun. That's the whole
dynamic.
She
makes him a little uncomfortable.
Right.
And she's needy and he can't be himself.
Correct. I think he's very silly. Like, even when he was talking the first week and he was there, I keep forgetting that he's there. Sometimes I feel like I be forgetting that him and Michael are two different people at times.
Did they not look like twins? I'm on a live feed going, which one is that? Is that Michael or Kyle?
I say that all the time. I go, is that Michael or Kyle? And just like, I didn't even know to... I said this, I want to go back to what you were saying about Monty. I was watching the live feed, which I have it on right now, which I'm watching Taylor on this swing set right now, swinging back and forth.
Oh my
living
God.
Her best life
the Not the beauty chip. Queen. She's so beautiful.
When Monty was working out in the backyard, I'm just angry because I'm like, ugh. He is just so fine, but I got my foot on his neck because of what he did to Taylor in the beginning, and I can't forget, but the man looked good, but he's also, I know that for me is, I feel like we're missing out of these group of men, and also, I'm not gonna talk about the women because I don't like to do that, but the group of men, I feel like we're missing that assertiveness, someone who's going to, you know, kind of just speak up a little bit. Like, Joseph's there. Joseph is there.
Yeah, don't sleep on Joseph attorney at
all. That's what I said. I'm not sleeping on
him. I think Pooch was holding him back. Once Pooch left, Joseph said, I got to play this game myself.
Of course, he's there, but yeah. I feel like we're still missing that, I hate to give him credit, because you know how I feel about our brothers, but Kai and
Kylan
did give me that.
Daddy, are you looking for daddy?
Nah, I'm not calling him that, okay?
But oh, just a man.
They gave me that.
You was just looking for that needs. Strong, powerful man, that presence. I will say Kai was Obama first term.
Oh, he was definitely Obama first term, okay? Mm-hmm. But I will say, for the women, I feel like with Taylor, she's very assertive. She's very there. She's a very strong Black woman. I wish there was more of that in the house where, when I look at our group of women, and I don't want to get off a topic, when I look at our group of women, every single one of the BB23 women were strong and powerful and had a voice.
We're just going to say right now that no other season has or will compare to the cookout women. We are one of a kind.
You're a liar, and so, because Nicole said they had the strongest women of all time. So shut your mouth, Tiffany Mitchell.
Nicole is delusional.
Stop it. That is my name. Do not take my title.
Baby, well, you got a bunch of babies out here following in your footsteps because she is baby number one. Nicole is delusional and so is Jasmine. I do. Let me see if I can find the tweet where Jasmine said, BB23, it wasn't historical. I mean, it was monotone. I don't care what you try to say about BB23 being predictable or it wasn't enough drama. It was exactly what CBS, what Big Brother, what America, what we needed at that time. It was no mistake. It went exactly as it should have.
Mm-hmm.
We could have done better, but we definitely didn't do as bad as they are doing right now.
I know
now.
The only thing we needed was I just needed one of HOH just so we could say all six members won an HOH. I also want to say this. I hate it. I know we're probably all over the place. And I'm so sorry because you guys know
okay, we'll bring it back. Together, come on,
we
let's
can talk
take
about
it.
Everything. But the thing that also upsetted me, there's so many other strong women in other seasons of Big Brother where I look at this cast and I look at them besides Taylor, I look at them and I'm kind of I can laugh in their face because they're a joke to me. Like when I look at this, I'm going, these are the scrambles that they picked up and said, we can't find no one to join this season of 24 after 23. So let's just throw them in there. I'm just saying there's so many other women in BB history that are so much stronger than these women that are more assertive and more
I just think the perspectives
more
that
everything,
they have. Because
this is a weird cast. And Jasmine, baby, she got something cooking. She want to eat so badly. She wants somebody to cook for her, bring her food, feed
Jasmine
her.
Jasmine need a lot of things. First of all, she needs a reality check
first.
We'll give it to her. I ain't giving her shit.
I'm giving her breakfast, lunch, and dinner and dessert served on a platter when she get out this house.
She don't get nothing from me.
Too much for no one to sit there and be like, girl, what are you doing? It blows my mind.
I don't see that I am beneficial to her in any way, seeing as though she clearly made a blanketed statement around how she doesn't really get along with Black women, ethnic, cultural, African American, dark skin, brown skin, light skin. She just doesn't. She doesn't get along with Black women. And I believe she's an AKA. I could be misspeaking. I'm not sure. I've not looked into it, nor do I care. And I do. You know, there were some comments about. You know, comment Tiff about what you think about the postseason comments, and what do you think about somebody's TikTok? I will just plainly let you guys know. I've not watched any of that shit. I don't really care about what they have to say. I've not seen one person come out and say, let me hold myself accountable for my actions. I am fully aware that it is hard to come out of this house and look into yourself retrospectively and do some self-reflecting. It takes a very big, mature person to want to do that. You have to first desire to do that. You have to want to say that I could have done something differently. But I know we all came out of our season and was like, hey, I played my game the way I played.
Tiff, I love you, but I'm calling BS. Like, okay. For me, and I'm going to use me for example. I called you a bitch. I called Aza a bitch. It took me 24 hours from receiving my cellular device to know, you know what, I was wrong. But it also took me to go, do I care about these people? That's what I'm getting at. There's no, if you don't care about nobody.
I'm going to call bullshit on you, though. And here's why.
How long did it take me?
Well, it only took you 24 hours to say, I'm going to apologize. But here is where we're not looking for an apology. We're looking for growth. And growth doesn't always come overnight. And so
that's
what
not gonna
I want to say.
Overnight. I'm sorry.
Yep. But hold on. Let me say this. You came out of the house and people were like, oh, you called women, your sisters, you even the people, whatever. You called these women, you referred to these women as bitches, right?
Yeah.
And then you were like, oh my God, I was sorry. But in my community, we do refer, we say bitch and we can say bitch. And I also asked them, could I say the word bitch? And they all told me I could say bitch. So I wasn't using it in the way you're saying I was using it. We use bitch in the gay community. We do. I'm sorry I called them a bitch and I didn't mean it like that. But it is okay for me to say that. And so that, that you held on to that for a very long time. You apologized for calling us bitch, which I knew at that moment and in that time, that was all you were able to accept accountability for was directing it at us. You weren't apologizing for being comfortable in referring to women as bitches.
Right.
And only when you and I had a conversation not too long ago where I cried to you on the phone about how I felt hurt about Taylor, how it brought up how I know things were said about me. And I was like, hey, it's not that I want you to apologize to me for the things that you did. I don't want you to apologize for calling me a bitch. What I want is for you to say women should be respected. I don't even have to like women. I don't have to love women. I don't have to want to marry, have sex, or procreate with a woman. Mm-hmm. I can be a gay man, a straight man, a white man, a blue man, a green man. But as far as my standard and my morals go, I want to respect women in a way that not only do I not refer to them in a degrading way, that any one around me, my friends, my family, my offspring will respect women because that is what I stand for. Not, I apologize for calling you a bitch. I will never call you a bitch again. But I call women bitches because I can because I'm gay. That's the difference. And so, yes, you're saying when you came out, you were like, hey, it only took me 24 hours to apologize. But the growth, and only when we had that conversation where I said, Derek, it's not about that. It's about men just don't see us. Men, our black men don't see us black women. Not only do they not see us, it's okay for them to refer to us as bitch because they're gay. Like, I don't, to me, none of that is okay. And then you said, what can I do to, I said, stop apologizing. It's not the apology that I personally want to see or hear. It's show me how you've grown that I want to hear. I want to hear you say, I'm not you personally, but just the people who are apologizing, like, fuck apologizing for what you did and what you said. I don't care about that because it's already been done. And I personally probably don't give a damn. What I'd like growth and apology is to me is saying not about you, Tiff. I did call you that and I don't give a damn. However, moving forward, I like to show women a different type of respect.
Right, right.
Now we got to get back on subject.
Right. And I do want to say, yes, we did have that conversation recently, and I'm so glad we had that. But I do want to say, even when I came out the house and apologized, and I made sure as growth that I was going to move on up. And I made sure that as in how I speak, how I talk, you know, I also realized over the course of that time to apologize publicly. And I understand it's not about apology, you know, apology, but I know the fans, they're listening and they're watching. So I don't know how me might saying, oh, fuck that bitch, might have affected or triggered someone else. And I realized that during that month of October, you know, once I came home, hey, I could be talking about Tiffany and she might be like, I don't really care or whatever. But somebody else who might be sitting at home might have a flashback to a man or something like that, maybe calling that person a B word and making them feel like crap or abusive or anything like that. And I had to realize that. So I just want to say, as growth wise, absolutely. I know apology, you could say apology to the day you die. It is about growth, as you're saying. And I made sure.
It's not about you apologizing for the past.
That's what I'm saying. I expect that out of the house guests. But what I'm saying is that if, which I do have to give them a benefit of the doubt, if they came out and number one, apologize, and then they have about, they're about 3 months until some of these people come out the house to show growth, that will go along. Way. But that really comes down to what they're thinking and what they believe. So there's nothing we can really.
It's going to take a minute.
Right. It's we can sit there and say stuff and people can sit there and still deny and deny and deny and whatnot. That's just how it is. Because when you're in that house, you're in your own world. You're cut off from the world.
And you're still in your own world even when you come out.
Correct.
And I honestly am glad that no one is coming out fake apologizing. I don't want your fake apology. I want to know what you plan to do and how you plan to move forward.
Okay,
you can apologize to Taylor. You can still not like her. You can be like, yeah, I don't like her. I said what I said. But I do think that moving forward, I should give people more of a chance. I should not label people with microaggressions. I should not look at someone, because it's very easy to stereotype someone. That's why Big Brother specifically places people that look a certain way, that have come from a certain place, that live a certain lifestyle in that environment, because each one of us walks in and says, he remind me of somebody from high school. He remind me of my ex-boyfriend. She remind me of my mama. That's my cousin. She remind me of my little sister. And you place the stereotypes of your mind, of your experiences with these other people on these new people, and you don't even give them a chance. That is why when people are in my comments and they're saying, how do you feel about what Paloma said? How do you feel about what Taylor, Amira has said, address these things. I don't have anything to address with those people. I'm not listening to what they're saying because I'm not really in conversation heard that they've grown any since leaving the house, and they probably won't yet because it's too soon for that. But I don't have anything to comment about them because I'm not listening. Let me let y'all know, Tiffany don't give a damn. I don't care what those people thinking, because none of them, Pooch, Paloma, Amira, have looked into themselves and said, there is something I could have done differently to add positively to the experience and the dynamic in that house, instead of jumping in the dog pile of shit and blaming and accusing and labeling and attacking and ostracizing and isolating Taylor. I don't have nothing for none of them. I don't give a damn what they past and post experiences and exit interviews are saying. And I'm not listening to them. So y'all can stop sending me their videos. You can stop screenshotting and sending me their posts. Because if I wanted to know what they were saying, I would follow them myself, and I'm not. So that means don't at me. Now we're going to go back to DeVito win.
I do want to say this. I hope that Taylor, when Taylor comes out, I hope the one thing I'm very thankful for, and I've learned and grown from, I'm very thankful that you and Azza, instead of throwing me to the side or throwing me to the wolves, you guys said, you know, we got to teach them. We have to help him understand. We have to, you know, take him underneath our wing, help him understand what's right or wrong. Or not saying I don't know what's right or wrong. I'm a grown ass man.
But like, that right was our, that was an example of our growth. Go ahead.
No, of course,
Because the old us, I know the old me would have been like, screw Big D. But right. The growth in Tiffany has said, this is my brother. I love him. I know he said some messed up things.
Some people do, and I'm thankful that you and Oz did that because some people don't do that. Some people literally.
Well, I hope Taylor don't do it. I'm sorry. I take that back. I take that back. Because Terrence and Monty may turn a new leaf and they may have received, they may recognize the errors of their ways.
I don't know. I'm sorry, but ours is different than that. That is.
Yeah, she can still use my foot. My foot's still on their neck. I'm still on there.
No, because she got bullied. But go back to everything you need to say. Sorry, we got off track. I apologize.
It's okay. We just got to catch them up.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I use an example of how I felt. Mm-hmm. Someone could have came out the house, and then over that course of time, which she has time, she could prove me wrong, or Pooch or Amira, they can all prove me wrong. That over that course of time, once they sit down and, you know, be with family and friends, and they're talking about things and reading things, that they understand they have to look at themselves. Because even though I'm sitting here saying, hey, Tiff, this is how we talk in the gay community, it's not always accepted in everybody else's community. And
you
I have
did
to
call me. You did call me and say, what can I do? And I respect that. And that allowed me to open the door to you. You're like, Tiff, I want to apologize. And we talked about it. I said, the apology, we're past the apology phase. It's what you want to do moving forward. And I got to give you credit. I want to give an example of how, I want to give an example of when you show growth. I'm going to give you an example of you specifically of showing growth. You went on a Twitter space. And someone asked you, you went on a Twitter space to talk about, I can't remember specific. It was about some other shit. Right. Okay. Yes. You went on a Twitter space and then someone asked you a question and I actually laughed at it. They were like, we want to ask you a question. Big D was a guy. He's like, so what do you think? Don't you think it's time for Tiffany to switch up her hairstyle? And I said, fool, I did switch up my hair. I got two braids now. But you didn't even listen to me because you probably weren't even looking at my text. You said, hey, it is not my place to comment on women and what they're doing with their style of self. Like, you pretty much said, like, that's not going to be me. I'm not about to bash any of our women their style, their hair, how they look. That's not for me to do. Now ask me about one of these men and I'll give you my opinion. I respected that. That is growth because it's so easy for people to bash women and gay men feel like I'm a gay man. I can say what I want to about women. Yeah. The fact of the matter is you're still a man. Somebody's still looking up to you. I don't care if you don't like me. You don't have to want to have sex with me. I don't want to have sex with every man I see. And I don't want to have sex with every woman I see. That doesn't make me not respect them. Hold on, Big D. Damn. This is...
I'm sorry. I can tell you. I'm sorry.
You don't have to like a person to show them some respect.
Right.
You don't.
Right.
And so you don't have to want to be with me intimately. You don't have to be attracted to me. You don't have to like me to respect me. And that's all. That's all we said. All right. Big D. I got to jump back over here. All right.
Sorry.
Daniel wins the veto. All right. So Daniel and Kyle win the veto. The veto now, Monty wants the veto used. Well, Daniel is not in Monty's alliance, but Kyle is. And Kyle, of course, will use his veto, but he's hoping that he doesn't have to go first. They're hoping to get Daniel to use the veto because Nicole has said plenty of times, I am willing to go on the block to send Taylor home. But Nicole is not all that sure that Taylor's going to go home, but she's a little more sure than that Taylor will go home than her. But if she's thinking strategically, she'll know. There's always a possibility for a pawn to go home, which is why I'm not that positive about Taylor going on the block. Things can change ever so quickly in the Big Brother house. It's not like being in the real world where I go home, you go home, we've escaped this game and now we're thinking mm-hmm. about this. No, it's always moving on a constant. And so 3 hours in the Big Brother house, shoot, that's 3 days out here.
I think I'm very glad that I'm very thankful that we have this leftover alliance. The leftovers because of mm-hmm. the fact that Taylor now has like that animation, like that fire to be like, this girl is coming for me. And Nicole sitting there saying, I'm willing to go on the block to send Taylor home. Go ahead, Pooch, do the same thing. Sit on that block and they're going to send you home. Like, they're making it easy. I just don't get why they're making it so easy. I would have been
Nicole is not...
I know they're festy besties.
But she's not self-aware.
Tiffany. She is a correctional police officer who cooks raw food as a chef, Tiffany. Know your place. She is very aware of what's going on. And she keeps it very real, like she said.
Well, she better hope that she can go back and be a CEO because that's the highest level of a correction she gonna make it. She ain't never making detective, investigative, a supporting detective. She ain't making captain, sergeant, and none of those other ranks. She just gonna be closing the goddamn doors and locking them back with the key and taking these inmates in and out to get their commissary. That's about it. that's the maximum she can ever do. Girl, put your suit on, get your keys around your waist, and let these women and these men in and out of their cell. I don't think it take no rocket scientist to do that, neither. All it take is her strong ass to act like she will knock one of them out if they try her wrong. Anyway.
Yeah.
We have them on. We have now. We're waiting for the veto to be used.
Yes.
Taylor and Nicole to go up. Oh,
yes.
We got to talk about Daniel kind of figuring out the leftovers. He's kind of figured out that there's a leftover alliance and the people that are working in it. It's hard. I'm sorry, I'm all tongue tied because Amira's face when she found out that anybody in the house was aligned with Taylor and especially Monty, I was like, oh, I love that look on your face, girl.
It was golden. And the best part is going to be, I'm telling you, the best part for me is going to be watching Nicole go. And then they need to get that Jasmine out next. And you know what the sad part is? I'm going to say this. I really would like a woman to win Big Brother.
I would too.
We've had,
Taylor for this season. Taylor. If Taylor does not win this season, the only other person I'd go for is probably Joseph and Michael.
Depending on how
Monty ends up faring out at the end of this, and I never even thought I would say this. I'm going to say this.
If it's not Taylor, I would like for it to be Brittany, even though she's driving me up the wall. I like her, but she's driving me up the wall. It's just, Brittany is
just...
You just want
Brittany to win?
I do.
What has she done?
No, I'm just saying she won a veto. But let me just say this.
Nat, you're not about to skate on past what you said on my podcast. I'm gonna hold you accountable. Tell me why you want Brittany to win.
Well, number one, I want Brittany to win because I feel like she has a good heart. I'm sorry.
This is Big Brother. This ain't Big Love.
She has a good heart. She also is trying to figure out her way. And, Brittany said it one day. And
this is not the lost and found. This is Big Brother, but go ahead.
Even though I could be an evil bitch at times, I do have a big heart. And I do. I could be like a teddy bear. One day, Brittany said on the live feeds that it took someone like the other Brittany to come on the show and help her gain that confidence and feeling like there's an opportunity for me to go on this show and win. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's all I'm going to say. It got to my heart. It pulled the heartstring. I felt like if Taylor can't win as a woman, the only other woman I would want to give it to is Brittany. That's what I'm saying. Because
My turn. I'm cutting you off. I don't give a damn. My turn. Now, I say Taylor. I want a player. I love the game. I am a fan of the game. Some people are a fan of the show. Screw the show. I am a fan of the game. I love thinking, strategizing, playing people, manipulating, lying, backstabbing, winning.
Call back to All-Stars, girl.
They ain't never got to call me back. I hope by the time they call me for All-Stars, my behind is off in Hollywood somewhere on a big screen saying, I don't got time, CBS. I told you to quit playing with me. Y'all trying to put me on them competition shows like I was an athlete. I am a queen. Now, going Cody, back.
Fire her. Fire her. And hire me. I want my All-Stars call. Tiff, shut up.
Sorry. I want a player to win. And this is why I'm considering Taylor a player, because people have been saying she has been playing the game. Girl been target number one since week one. I don't know if she is a cat with nine lives or she is an angel who is limitless, but that girl is still in that house ready to go on the block this week, and they still telling her she's safe. And if she goes on the block and she makes it, that is game to me. She was able to turn that house around, turn the people around, get in an alliance. She might be somewhat at the bottom of it, but if she can stay protected and then get the people who may be jeopardizing her game out and still be protected, the girl is playing. Now, Joseph, Michael, and Kyle are strategizing. I respect it. I really like someone who is playing the game. Joseph, and make sure when y'all say Joseph's name, you say his whole name. Joseph Attorney at Law. Make sure you say Joseph Attorney at Law. Because when I am watching him, I said, I damn sure want to talk to him when he get out the house, because I need lawyers on deck. I got Xavier over here. I got Selena over here, and I'm gonna have Joseph right there. I'm like Brent. I got him on
the Holy Lawyer Trinity.
Yeah, I like a gamer. I want somebody who's playing the game. All of us had the desire to go on the show. All of us had the desire to play the game. All of us had the desire to win. I want to see someone who actually is play. You want to win? Tip, play.
I think you missed my point. I want Taylor to win. Mm-hmm. I just said, here's the thing. Because, unfortunately, I'm going to say it. There ain't no other fucking women to pick from that are like I feel like I want to be like, yes, I'm so glad they won Big Brother. There ain't nothing to pick from.
I tell Big Brother this right now. I'm going to go ahead and remove.
At this point.
I'm going to remove myself from All Stars based on this statement right here. They let Jasmine win Big Brother. They ain't never got to worry about me coming back. I won't play that whack ass game again. And I said that shit. Y'all just let anybody win. You just let anybody. Anybody is a winner. Anybody can't just be a winner no more.
Like they say on Housewives, so they make the production cut it. Bravo, 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 bravo. You gonna cut that because I'm getting my call back. But listen, what I was saying was, if Taylor does not win as a woman, I still would like a woman to win. And the only other option.
Next person is Brittany.
The next person is Brittany, because the rest of those
I'll think about that. I'm processing that information.
Just think about it. That's just my opinion. You have your opinion. All right. There's no other girls to pick from because the rest of them are whack. But we want to get back to this. I think when it comes to the veto, you know, because if I'm correct, we were talking about Kyle won the veto. Am I correct?
We got to see how they're going to do it, because we don't know who has to speak first. So, like on our season, Kyle won a little veto and Claire won the big veto.
No. Alyssa won the big.
I forgot. So insignificant. I forgot. So Alyssa won the big veto, and Kai won the little veto.
I gotta go.
I don't remember. Anyways, never mind. So anyway, on this one, Kyle won a veto and Daniel won a veto. Now, if Kyle goes first and is depending on Daniel to use his veto, so Kyle doesn't get, you know, any blood on his hands by like lying to Daniel saying, I'm not going to use the veto. But then he goes first and doesn't use the veto and Daniel doesn't use the veto. Then Indy and Alyssa are still on the block. Are you following me? Let me make it clear.
I get what you're saying. No, Baby, I got you.
Well, for people who I am not making it plain for you out there who I'm talking to and you're going, the hell did she just say?
Yes.
I said there are two vetoes.
Yep.
Daniel 1-1 and Kyle 1-1. And depending on the order, if Daniel goes first and says, I use the veto, and then Monty has to nominate two more people, can Kyle use his veto and rescue those two people from the block?
That would be a gag.
Well, we're going to see.
That would be a gag, but I get what you're saying. And I think
I think it can veto the other veto.
Right. I think recently Brittany said to Joseph, will Kyle use the veto?
Nicole is scared now. Nicole doesn't want them to use the veto. I gotta talk about something, a question that they asked me. Go ahead.
Yes. And Brittany said to recently on the live feeds, Brittany said to Kyle, Brittany said to Joseph, will Kyle still use the veto? Joseph said yes, because Brittany's like, Nicole needs to go. Because I guess Brittany is Brittany said Nicole has to go. I guess Nicole is starting, like you said, to start like sweat and worrying and starting to get a little bit more like aggressive.
Because you
and
should.
Stuff like that.
You
like,
shouldn't I'm feel, watching, well, I don't know if you should be aggressive, but right now. You shouldn't feel I'm so comfortable.
Everyone is outside right now. I'm watching the live feed. Everybody is outside right now. Okay. Monty's right here. Turner's right here. Alyssa, Michael, Kyle, and Brittany playing with the pool balls right now. Okay. And Nicole is nowhere outside.
Where is she?
I don't know where she at. I see everybody else. I see Turner's ass laying here. I saw Jasmine scoot her ass out here, which I swear when I meet Jasmine, where is your scooter? That is all she gonna get from me. Not a high.
My question is, my question is how you gonna meet Jasmine? Because
I'm not planning to meet her. I'm never gonna waste a plane ticket. I would never waste a plane ticket to fly to Cali to meet this whole entire
cast. If
Taylor wants to meet up with us as a cookout and she wants all of us to come, I will try to make that happen. But my first flight on the next plane is to Tiffany Mitchell. In Michigan, that is my next plane ride.
I bet y'all will be running to Detroit when Taylor get here, because that's going to be my girl.
Oh, I'm just making it clear that the next time I'm getting on the plane is to Tiffany Mitchell.
Listen, so somebody, I did ask my followers on Twitter. I appreciate
all of you guys.
Now I
want you to forget that question or something you were supposed to say.
Yes, I appreciate you guys for dropping the comments under my Twitter post. I do try to grab some of them, but this one was interesting. And I don't want to get flagged, so I just might bleep this myself. Nicole was in the backyard talking to the guys. Actually, she's talking to Terrence and one more guy. I don't know if it's Kyle. But she says, if you want to flaunt your effing P-U-S-S-Y all over this house.
She didn't say that.
Yes, she did. Talking about Taylor. If you want to flaunt it, she said that's not her game. Nicole said, and I actually bookmarked it. I want to find it.
Girl, I don't know what to even say to that. How do you even talk about somebody else's? Why is she talking like that?
You know, it's really giving jealous. It's really giving insecure. It's
giving weird. Why do they keep talking?
I didn't bookmark it. But first of all, I've not seen Taylor looking inappropriately. She comes out to the backyard with her bathing suit and bikini wear just like anybody else, because she looked better in it than y'all. It's not meaning that she's flaunting it. She just is a stallion. And she walks with grace, styling grace. And y'all just mad about it. So this morning, where we are is Nicole is very unsure about now her sitting on the block next to Taylor and going home.
Is she upset?
Yeah. I think she's not feeling so confident about her position in the house.
She should go cook some uncooked chicken.
Now. Raw chicken. And serve some raw chicken.
Yeah, because it was raw. Because Indy said raw, and I was like this.
Dang, that says a lot. So as far as we know right now, Indiana Lissaro on the block, Daniel Akai won the veto. One of them has to use it so that Terrence can replace Indiana Lissa with Nicole and Taylor. Nicole is still the target. I am still trying to process Taylor's position in the leftovers, how it truly benefits her, how Nicole leaving benefits her besides having a peace of mind, and a peace of mind is worth all the money in the world.
That is and true.
So if
y'all,
if,
got,
you know,
y'all got rid of Frenchie make, real quick.
And I'm telling you, you clear out somebody and that can help you think. Look at Joseph. Joseph did not just turn 25, but Pooch had to leave. Joseph turned 25 and then he started thinking.
That was true. I started, you told me, Frenchie got to go, Derek. I don't know what you want me to do, Big D. Frenchie got to go. And I was like, I need him here. As soon as he lost, as soon as he left, I was like, man, bets are off. What's up? What we doing?
You were still crazy as a... But I love you, though. I love you. Derek, we have to we have to wrap up.
Okay.
Our people have other things to do than listen to us.
Yes,
no, they don't.
I'm so sorry. Yes, I was a mess. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to have fun. And, you know,
you
I just love
fun.
You. And I love
you
your whole entire podcast. I love
Thank
Cody
you.
And Derek, of course. You
Thank
know,
you.
And. This is so much fun, and, you know, we love Big Brother, and of course, like, you know, we love talking about it. That's all we could talk about. I never thought that I would go back and, like, be watching the live feeds and being so involved, but it's, like, a part of my life now.
So tell everyone where they can find you.
Okay. So you guys can find me on my new OnlyFans. I'm so joking. You guys can find me on The Derek Frazier. That is on Instagram. That is on Twitter. And then you guys can also find me on TikTok at The Regular Degular Show that I do with my best friend, Adam. And just, you know, come check me out. I'm always tweeting live. I'm always watching the live feeds. I haven't started my job yet. Once I start, I don't know if I'm going to have that free time, but I'm enjoying the free time that I have. And you guys make sure you go like and subscribe the Winner's Circle, because, baby, you want to get the real tea and you really want to be entertained, you need to come here and watch Derek and Cody. And you also need to make sure you watch America's Favorite Player, a.k.a. Tiffany Mitchell, a.k.a. Storage Room Duo, a.k.a. my girl for life, a.k.a. my sister and my lover if I was ever straight.
Oh, my. What a salute. Okay. I do want to answer one question. I am going to start selecting. I have been also using you guys' questions and comments on my Twitter a post that I asked. But one question, I am going to also select a random question. I think I have it memorized. But the question was, okay. So the question is, and it's to me, how often do you shave below, or do you only bother if you have a date?
Oh, I love these questions.
All right. So let me answer this question before I go. I actually don't shave because it leaves pigmentation. I-Veet, which is a hair removal cream. I-Veet, and I-Veet probably every other week. However, if I got a date, then
and
I'm
if
definitely
he's
going
the
to
right
make
one, because you don't got to waste your time if he ain't the right one.
I don't even waste my time unless it's the right one. So when it's that one's time, I always make sure it's clean for him to answer your questions. All right.
I love that. I do want to say something about Big Brother I just saw, by the way, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw that Brittany and Nicole had a conversation and Nicole was saying how Taylor was never her target. So silly us to even Why are you even talking about it? Taylor was never.
I kind of saw her having this conversation with someone else too. I think it was Monty or Kyle. She was saying like, you know, Taylor was never my target, but she was everyone else's target. And I just wanted to do what was best for the house and what was best for everyone else. Now, honey, Taylor may not have been your target, but you dragged her all the way through the mud. You purposely lied to her, bragged about lying to her so that you could manipulate her into believing something that no one else asked you to do. You took that upon yourself. And then you talk so much crap about her. You looked at her as if she was not worthy of getting the benefit of the doubt. You did not look at her intentions as being positive when she came into that room to comfort you based on the lie you told about your mom and her praying for you and you behind her back saying you don't think that she's a good person, and then you taking her comment of honey, for your life, for your mental health, for you, if you have to take care of you, don't worry about me as your partner. You took that to and turned it around to every single house guest who would listen and say she told you you could quit as if you are a quitter, which she never accused you of that. You have dragged her repeatedly. You said she can flaunt her private around this house as if that is what she's doing. You called her a hoe pretty much. You don't have to want her as your target. We know in real life you don't have no love or respect for this woman. So target or not, you probably want to see her go, and I'm leaning on that. And you can lie to Brittany and whoever else, but baby, you can't lie to me. Now, anyway, like, comment, subscribe, and share. Thank you, Derek, for coming out. I have my Sadly to Evoke fan. I took it out with me yesterday. I tell you, I went later. And you can find me on Instagram at AbsolutelyGorgeous100. You can find me on Twitter at AbsolutelyTiff. I got a TikTok, Absolutely_Tiff, but I don't be doing nothing with that. You can also find me back here on the Winner's Circle Monday and Wednesdays. You can listen to me on the Apple Podcast, Spotify, and you can catch our YouTube video online Mondays and Wednesdays, usually after 4 p.m. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you, Tiffany, and thank you to the Winner's Circle for having me.
You're welcome. Bye.